News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaican economy grew by 1.8% in the second quarter of 2014 compared with the same period last year. This also represents a 1.4% improvement over the January to March 2014 quarter. A recent report issued by the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, said the growth resulted from a 6.3% improvement in output for the goods-producing industries and a 0.5% increase in the services industries. Statin is reporting that production occurred for all the months of the review quarter, in contrast to the second quarter of 2013, where there was no production for the month of May. Notable improvements were also recorded in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industries, and Statin says this is due largely to the sustained hurricane recovery and drought mitigation measures implemented by the government. The manufacturing sector also recorded growth, arising from a 111.9% increase in the production of sugar and a 26.1% growth in petroleum refining. Legislation has been drafted to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to facilitate the establishment of medical ganja and industrial hemp industries. The amendments will legalize cultivation and other activities involved in the production and supply of the plant under a controlled regime. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says Jamaica will still observe its anti-narcotics obligations while issuing licenses for players in the medical ganja and industrial hemp industries. With the changes to the Act, the government will be seeking to lay the foundations for the establishment of regulatory regimes to govern the cultivation and use of ganja for medical and scientific purposes, as well as for non-medical industrial hemp.
It must be emphasized that these proposals must be consistent with the existing requirements of the anti-narcotics treaties to which Jamaica is a party. In this regard, it is significant that the regulated utilization of ganja and industrial hemp for the specific purposes indicated is permissible within the scheme of the treaties.
In the meantime, a licensing authority is to be established to govern the licensing processes for participation in the medical ganja and industrial hemp industries. Regulations for the licensing authority will be included in the amended Dangerous Drugs Act.
The Act will be amended to enable the making of regulations to establish a system of licenses, permits, and authorizations for the controlled cultivation, production, processing, possession, transportation, delivery, offering for sale, etc., for medical and scientific purposes of ganja, including research, clinical trials, and the manufacture of nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals.
Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding. The government announced in June that it would make changes to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize marijuana for specific purposes. Another $95 million has been approved by Cabinet to help the agriculture sector recover from the effects of the severe drought conditions which affected the island from January to July this year. Acting Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says $50 million will be spent immediately, while the remaining funds will be put to use during the first quarter of the 2015 calendar year.
This support goes beyond recovery of these farmers, but will put them in a position to withstand any future droughts.
Farmers will also receive support with material, fertilizer, and land preparation. Some 5,000 farmers have already been targeted for assistance. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to play a greater role in protecting the rights of the disabled and helping to remove the barriers to inclusion, participation, and development of persons with disabilities. The call comes from Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks, who notes that without a national drive to ensure the protection of the rights of persons with disabilities, they will continue to be dependents of the state.
They will forever be on welfare. Their potential and their value will be untapped. Jamaica will never benefit from their creativity, and Jamaica's true potential and developed status will only be a dream.
Mrs. Hendricks was addressing a policy forum by the Management Institute of National Development, MIND, in Kingston. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.